People are asking a question this morning in various different ways, and I'll just ask it to you bluntly. How did the police get it so wrong last night?
Well, you know, it's easy with the benefit of hindsight to draw that conclusion, but I don't think the police got it as badly wrong as people are making out, Frank. First thing I would say to you is there was nothing to suggest that there was going to be any significant disorder associated with this protest. We knew there was going to be a significant number of people. We expected the protest to be largely peaceful and lawful, and we were there to facilitate lawful and peaceful protest.
I must be honest, Chief Superintendent, I was on the periphery of a meeting in the media yesterday, and journalists were expecting some trouble last night. I spoke to people here on the radio programme yesterday morning, and contributors expected trouble last night. They were afraid to come into the city. And indeed, if you read the newspaper articles, there was definitely a suggestion that there would be an element within the protest last night who would have been hell-bent on trouble. Could you not see that?
Well, you know, yes, we did anticipate that there may be, it's easy again to be wise after the event, that there may have been an element within that very significant crowd who wanted to wreak disorder and havoc. Now, first thing I would say to you is this, that there was a significant policing operation in place last night. There was dozens, in fact, there were scores of police officers. You know, we had 20 police officers alone at the gate at the back of the City Hall. We had at least another 50 police officers in close proximity to that. And we had many other police officers around the City Hall. Now, as I've said earlier, I could have put a ring of steel around the City Hall. I could have deployed probably 400 or 500 police officers. But I chose not to do that because I didn't want to create a ring of steel around the City Hall, conscious that the Christmas market was going on, conscious that there was a large number of people there. And in fact, in that protest group, there was women, there was children, there was women pushing buggies. In fact, there was a couple of people in wheelchairs. It was a very diverse group. And within that group, there was a small element, you are right, who were clearly hell-bent on causing trouble.
Was it the UVF?
No, I think it's wrong at this point, and I wouldn't be in a position at this point to be able to ascribe responsibility to any particular grouping. There is an investigation, and what I've made clear already this morning is that, you know, we will seek as robustly as we can to identify those people that broke into the City Hall, that attacked my police officers. We have 15 police officers requiring treatment last night. That's unacceptable, Frank. It's unacceptable the police officers are attacked. It's unacceptable that people break into the City Hall grounds, and it's only because of the courage of the police officers that actually those individuals didn't get into the building itself. So we have to put the responsibility where it belongs, and that's firmly and squarely with the people who last night arrived at the City Hall, a small number within that very substantial crowd.
That's why you had community officers as opposed to riot officers at the back of City Hall. Some people are suggesting on the text, if it had been a nationalist demonstration, you would have had the riot officers there from the word go.
Well, I reject that, Frank. You know, that's just a reject it out of hand. You know, I police fairly and I police impartially. It doesn't matter to me what side of the community I'm policing. I police the community in the same way using my professional knowledge and experience. So, you know, I chose to police this in a discreet way, in a proportionate way, and a considered way, you know, and it's easy with the benefit of hindsight. But at the end of the day, last night, business was transacted in the City Hall. There was no breach of the actual City Hall itself. As I've said, people did arrive there with masks. Whenever the vote went through, that seemed to be the trigger to attack police officers, to throw bottles at local neighbourhood police officers who were trying to protect the City Hall, throw coins at those officers. We had officers who were then hurt as a result of that. Those officers had to be withdrawn because they were injured. And it was during the course of those officers being withdrawn that a small element, armed with bolt cutters and other pieces of equipment, managed to get to the gate and managed to get their way in through the gate.
How many people have been arrested?
At this point in time, we've arrested one individual at the back of the City Hall, and we've arrested a further two for petrol bombing offences in East Belfast as a result of disorder after the event at the City Hall. But you know, Frank, that's just the initial response. There will be an investigation team has been set up to look at all of the aspects of this to seek to identify who is responsible and to hold them accountable.
And just to clear one final thing up, St Matthew's Church in East Belfast, was it physically attacked?
No, I don't believe it was physically attacked. Certainly no one has advised me it was physically attacked. I have officers away down to see the priest this morning to have a conversation with him, just to give him a level of reassurance. And we work very closely with St Matthew's and have done and will continue to do so in order to provide with St Matthew's with the reassurance and the support that all the people who attend that church need.
Chief Superintendent, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.